This is the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast. This is Joey Salazar. And as usual, I am in the studio with my good friend, Gio. Gio, how are you today?
Doing great. So excited for today's episode. Hello, everyone.
Hey, thank you so much to everybody who is listening and tuning in and sharing and commenting and all that good stuff. It really does mean a lot and helps us spread the word. It's really cool to just be able to get feedback from people who are listening and gaining value from all this. Today, we're in absolutely for a treat. We have some great content to share with you today. And we're actually going to be talking about listening. This whole leadership is how to lead yourself and others well. But when it comes to leading ourselves well, we've got to, as leaders, be great or at least develop our listening skills. I wonder, have you ever been opening up to somebody, sharing your heart out with somebody? You're really either excited about something you were able to accomplish, or you're going through something really difficult, and the other person, like, their body's there, but they're not there. You know what I'm saying? Like, their eyes are somewhere else. They're zoned out. They're on their phone. Has that ever happened to you, Gio?
Absolutely. And it's pretty distracting. It's disheartening.
I've been known, I don't know if this is good or bad, but I've been known to stop mid-sentence. I won't even finish my sentence if I feel like you're not engaged with me. If I feel like, hey, I don't have your eyes, if I don't have your attention, I'm not a great multitasker. Other people might be, but I can't do that. And so it's like, no, if you're not listening to me, then hey, I'll pick it up whenever you are listening again. If we can be honest, it's probably a lot easier to, you know, be the victim or remember the stories of when people haven't listened to us. But let's be real for a little bit. How many times have we done that to other people as well? Where it's like, yeah, you know, our spouses or our coworkers or our kids or somebody's talking to us and we're on the computer or we're on the phone or it's the third quarter of a really important basketball game. Right. And it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, talk to me, you know, but our eyes are somewhere else. We're not fully engaged. And so recently came across, you know, this particular topic as far as just some material that really blessed my life. And I really wanted to share it with you. And again, it has to do with listening. And John Maxwell, you know, leader of leaders, has so much to talk about this. And he was sharing this in one of the books I recently finished reading from him, Stephen Sample. In his book, The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership, writes, the average person suffers from three delusions, that he is a good driver, that he has a good sense of humor, and that he is a good listener. I plead guilty on all three counts. I think, you know, because we see ourselves differently oftentimes than we maybe judge other people, we might think we're like really, really amazing listeners, really, really you know, great at this skill. But if we can be honest, we can probably get a little bit better. Gio, just some early thoughts here towards the beginning. Why is listening even so important as leaders?
It helps you connect with that person. It helps them feel also that they're connected to you. Makes you present in the moment. Keeps you engaged. There's so many reasons, but I think those are the main ones that stick out to me right now.
Yeah. And John Maxwell actually continues in that particular chapter talking about there being so many positive benefits of being a good listener. But there was a story that I read that I wanted us to include in this podcast. It actually comes from, it's a really funny story by Jim Lang. And he wrote the book called Bleedership. And it highlights the importance of active listening. So Gio, can you share that with us today?
Yes, the story goes, a couple of rednecks are out in the woods hunting when one of them falls to the ground. He doesn't seem to be breathing and his eyes are rolled back in his head. The other guy whips out his cell phone and calls 911. He frantically tells the operator, Bubba's dead. What can I do? The operator, in a calm, soothing voice, says, just take it easy. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead. Then there's silence. And then a shot is heard. The guy's voice comes back on the line and says, okay, now what? As this story about rednecks illustrates, we can hear what is said without really listening to what is being communicated. The hunter above heard what the operator told him and technically did make sure that his hunting companion was dead. But had he really been listening, I don't think he would have shot his partner.
That's funny. It's so important. It's so important to pay attention. And there's a huge difference between listening versus hearing. But today we want to talk about why listeners are more effective leaders. And the very first thing that I want to share with you is that understanding people precedes leading them. There is leadership finds its source in understanding. And I love the following phrase that leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. And when I think about that, it tells me, it kind of makes me think about the importance of not just quote unquote using people, but getting to know people and really developing a relationship with them. I've got to be able to take the time to understand people, ask questions, like you kind of said a little bit earlier already, you know, really getting to know them. You know, people's favorite topic is themselves. And so you want to really get to know somebody, ask them questions about themselves. Hey, tell me about you growing up. Tell me how you spend your time. Hey, you know, money wasn't an issue. Where'd you travel to, right? And all these things, you know, show you things about the other person. But nonetheless, we've got to listen to be able to understand people. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. So, you know, before you ever give me something, I want to do something for you. Gio, what does that actively or practically look like when we talk about touching a heart before asking for a hand?
There may be times where if I want to speak with someone, maybe you want to ask them something or ask them for a favor or get a task done. But before you even do that, check in with them. Ask about them. See how they're doing. How's your day going? Is today a good day? Is it a good moment? What's going on with you? How's your week been? You know, and connect with them. They're a human being, right? Yeah. So make a human connection with them first. Then, you know, move on to the rest.
That's so good. You actually made me think about when I was starting out in ministry as a full-time evangelist. You know, we were legit. That's what was our source of income at that time. And God opened up incredible doors, and God did definitely his thing. God always provided. But one of the things that I felt in my heart to do was, one, never ask for a specific amount, like per se, hey, you know, I've got to be able to receive this to be able to go there. No knock on anyone else, just myself personally. That was just my conviction. And then two was that even after, you know, the service was over, even after the event was over and the check was handed over or the love offering was, we still stayed in contact with them. And that was my small way of telling people, of pastors and churches, hey, I'm more interested in you for the relationship versus the honorarium because I came and spoke to your young people one day. And it was my humble way of saying, hey, I want to get to know you. This relationship isn't going to end here, but you know, it doesn't mean that I call them every week. It doesn't mean that I would go visit them every other month or anything like that. But the relationship was there. We would check in on each other and, hey, just thinking about you guys today and stuff like that. And it was a form of some out of those actions, some really healthy, incredible relationships developed to this day where, hey, you know what? I'm still there for people. I'm still able to listen to people. But we've got to take the moment to pause and really understand people, what they're going through, like you said. You know, one of the things that we talk about here at Journey Church often, you know, when someone doesn't show up maybe for a Sunday serving opportunity, you know, we approach it through the lenses of care, right? We don't say, hey, where were you? Other than, hey, is everything okay? We know that you were scheduled to serve, but you didn't get to show up. You know, is something going on, you know, that I can help you with? And, you know, and that opens up the door for you to be able to understand and kind of learn more about what people are going through. But why listeners are more effective leaders, number one, understanding people precedes leading them. Secondly, listening is the best way to learn. There's a quote that says, I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening. Gio, when you hear that quote, what kind of comes to mind?
Nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening. It's be slow to speak and quick to listen.
Yes.
I think the more I embrace or I learn to embrace listening, the more I start to learn like the rhythm of life. There's like a rhythm. There's like a balance. You know, there's a time to speak and a time to listen. But I sometimes intentionally listen without, I'm going to like say as few words as possible. And you'd be surprised what you experience and what you see. I used to go with intention to speak, but now I go more of intention to listen. And I don't know, it shocks me every time. I'm like, wow, of what I learn.
You know, it's been said before, you know, maybe it's not on accident that we have two ears and only one mouth.
Mm.
Maybe so that we listen a little bit more or even double more than what we speak, right? And so I think, you know, imagine a bucket that's being poured out. It's very difficult to pour something into something that's being poured out at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And so I think when we're pouring out, when we're talking, when we're just giving, when we don't take a pause to listen, it's really difficult for us to get poured into and things like that. And so everyone can teach us something if we're open to be taught. And I think this for me has been a game changer because I've converted my car drives to my classrooms, right? I've converted just because someone doesn't have a title or, you know, there's a someone that quote unquote famous or something like that, doesn't mean they can't teach you something. And I've even taken it this far that, you know, when I've been under, leadership that I didn't agree with certain actions or decisions that they made, even in those moments where I didn't feel maybe good, I wasn't happy, I wasn't pleased, but even in those moments, I was still learning because I learned either what not to do in the future or I learned how it made me feel and it taught me of what I don't want to, how I didn't want to make other people feel. And so I use those moments as learning experience. Gio, does any particular memory come to mind of a moment where, you know, you weren't expecting to learn, but you did learn because you were listening or just you learned something from just maybe an unlikely source? I think you do a great job, honestly, just connecting and listening to people. That's why people want to be around you all the time. But do you think of a moment where, you know, you thought of, you know, you learned something from just an unlikely place or an unlikely moment?
Yes, many times. And actually recently when I went to go visit a family member, and oftentimes, as you do, I think we normally go somewhere or visit people with an agenda of, you know, we're going to say this, ask that, or we're going to spend dinner with them. Cool. But then like, I started listening. I just let that person talk. And then I've learned too, is that we all have stories. We all carry pain. Yeah. We all are looking for healing, right? So as I continued to listen, I started to realize how much wisdom this person had.
Hmm.
And I just almost like, I stopped from like, I'm here to spend time with you. Then now I'm just more like, I'm here to listen and I'm here to learn and receive the wisdom that you have. And just, I was in awe because I was like, wow, this person really has some wisdom. And I was just like, oh, I became a student. I went to like student mode. I was like, I want to learn everything you're telling me right now. And I just kept asking questions, like, and then they kept going. And it just, it became such a great experience. And now obviously also now because you're listening, that does a lot for that person that's also talking to you. They feel closer to you because they're connecting to you and their voice is being heard, right? So people want to be known, seen, loved, but they also want to be heard as well.
It's so good. I love that. Moving on to the next reason why listeners are more effective leaders. Listening can help problems from escalating. I feel like there should be a sound effect right there. I'm just kidding. Listening can keep problems from escalating. Listen to the whispers and you won't have to hear the screams. That's an old Cherokee proverbs.
Mm.
Good leaders are attentive to small issues. And I think if we're not careful, you know, we'll because of maybe busyness or maybe because of lack of intentionality, maybe because of passiveness, sometimes we'll leave small issues just how do you say it? Like, you know, we'll leave small issues just by the side, or we won't attend to those certain things right away because they're small in our eyes. It's kind of like our dashboard on our vehicles. I can't talk about anybody. I can't talk for everybody, but I can talk about myself. Like, I've been guilty of leaving the check engine light on sometimes, or like low air pressure, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, then there's some lights where I'm like, I've never even seen that one before. I have to like go look it up somewhere. But if we're not careful, we can start treating maybe small issues like that too, where it's like, oh, we know it's there, but it's small. Mm. You know, like my car hasn't given me any issues yet, right? But yeah. Then what the danger is that, hey, you leave those lights on too long, what was a smaller issue is now becomes a bigger issue. And now you didn't just need an oil change, you just need, you know, air in your tires. Now you need all new tires, or now you need... Now the engine has, it's a greater investment now that you got to put in. And I think it's similar to our leadership in our lives, that we can't overlook the little things. For the longest time, I had heard a phrase say, "Don't sweat the small stuff."
Yeah.
Until I attended a marriage conference, and the title was called "Sweat the Small Stuff." So it caught my interest, because I'm like, I've been living a lie, you know, like I've been living the opposite. And the big idea behind that session that day was, it's the little things that add up that then create bigger issues. And I think that if we don't take the time to listen, if we don't take the time to pay attention to our spouses, to our kids, to our leaders, to those around us, you know what? If we keep neglecting those things can definitely add up and become something bigger, and oftentimes even be more challenging in the future. Gio, can you think of a moment, maybe one time where, you know, we didn't listen to something small and then it kind of became something bigger?
Yes, many times. I would say, to me, I don't know, right now, just what comes to mind is like diet, mm. right? So my body, you know, your body. So I feel like sometimes your body sends you signals, right? And so, like, I get like kind of like just a little inside. I get like a little rash, like eczema, if I eat too much of something that I'm not supposed to eat. And so it's almost like an alarm, you know? Yeah. And it's like, hey, stop doing that. And then, you know, if I keep doing it, then the rash gets bigger, you know, and it starts to itch more and all that stuff.
Sure.
So it grows. It goes, becomes from mountain to a molehill. Or mold to a mountain. It's like, it just basically grows, you know? And so, it becomes bigger. But the clear-cut sign was right there,
sure.
right from the beginning. But if we're not careful, right, we won't listen and see the initial signs that we should take effective action immediately.
Yeah, and I think even just in the practical, it could look like a conversation that we're trying to avoid because of how uncomfortable it may feel, or because what that person means to us. But leader, you need to have that conversation, because just because you don't pay attention to something doesn't mean it goes away. Oftentimes it grows. Hmm. And so what could have been one conversation that you had with one dream team member, one volunteer, now it becomes that culture begins to spread. Now that begins to be a small group. And now you got to address it in a different way now. You got to approach differently. And so it can be a decision. It can be something that you're feeling. It can be something else. But nonetheless, I want to encourage us to pay attention to the small things. Another reason why listeners are more effective leaders is because listening establishes trust. It was actually Brian Tracy who said, "The foundation of all lasting relationships is listening well." And I think it's really important that we understand, like you said earlier, Gio, not only what it's doing inside of you when you're listening, but what it's doing inside of that person. When somebody feels like they're being heard, when somebody feels like, hey, I have your attention, you're interested in me, that does something inside of a person. They serve differently. They live differently. There's this confidence in them. There's this trust now that they have with you as their leader. And it's been said before that when followers no longer believe that their leaders are listening to them, they start looking for someone who will. like you said, people want to be known, right? People want to be heard. People want to know that, hey, my leader has their best interest for me. My leader is accessible to me, is available for me. And if people don't feel that, if people don't feel like, hey, I can go to you, trust begins to be tested. It begins to be worn because, again, I don't feel like I'm connecting with each other. And so that's a huge benefit. That's a huge, you know, it's not a conference. It's not a book. Sometimes it's just listening. It's active listening. And towards the end of the podcast today, we're going to talk about a few just practical tips of how we can listen well, but it's not as big as what you think it is, or as far as difficulty. It's listening that makes all the difference. Maybe it's just sharing a little bit less. I know as leaders, sometimes, you know, we wanna come off as we have the answers. Oftentimes we already have the answers, but I want to challenge you to propose questions like if you don't, to get to know where people's minds are at, to get to know where people are coming from, to see it's a form of development. Hey, what do you think we should do in this situation? Oftentimes when I get asked by leaders, hey, what I have this issue, what should I do? I flip it on them and say, what do you think? What would you do? Mm-hmm. What do you think you should do? And oftentimes, 9 out of 10 times, they're right. It might not be said exactly how I would have said it, but I'm like, go for it. Order it. Buy it. Yes, do that. Make that leadership change. Yes, change up the strategy. Go for it. And it's a form of development. It's a form of, hey, I'm letting you know without saying I trust you, that, hey, I trust you.
Yeah,
and you trust you because I'm listening to you and you're a better leader than what you think you are. And so here's the fifth and final reason of why listeners are more effective leaders. Listening can improve the organization. Listening can make the difference between a mediocre company and a great one. It is possible to be a leader without listening. It's not possible to be a good leader without listening. Gio, talk to us a little bit as far as listening can improve the organization. What comes to mind when you hear that?
Yes, is feedback. That's what I think of.
Yes.
And so not only receiving feedback, but listening and applying the feedback, right? So letting your team know that their voice is being heard. Oftentimes when I have a decision that I feel like I'm being led to, or I want to try a new initiative or a new project, I'll ask the team, what do you guys think?
That's so
good. What do you guys think? Or how can we get there? Or how can we get to this goal? But I want to know, well, how would you do it? You know, or what are your preferences? Or what are your suggestions to get there? So I feel like that improves team morale and team spirit, you know, so that it's not just me, you know, with this initiative, but it's like everyone, we're in this together and everyone's contributing.
That's amazing. There's another quote that I feel really summarizes well everything we've talked about today. And it's simply this, and it's from Jim Rohn. One of the greatest gifts you can give anyone is the gift of attention. And that is so, so true, at least in my life. You know, Gary Chapman, author of The 5 Love Languages, you know, my love languages would have to be words of affirmation and quality time. You don't need to gift me anything. Don't service, you know, I don't need anything from you like that. But talk to me nice and look at me when I'm talking, right? Like that's volumes for me, right? Because that lets me know. And you can be wired differently, and that's okay. But that lets me know, hey, I have your attention. You're paying attention to me. I am enough, you know, that you blocked out everything else for me. So today, as we wrap up this really insightful teaching, I wanna share with you just some practical takeaways as far as how to listen well. The first one is to be present. Because listening is not just, you know, you being silent, but it's an actual activity, right? And so whenever you are going to listen well, the first thing you got to do is be present. Be there. Keep your eyes on people. You know, don't be thinking about what you have to do later that day. Don't be thinking about, you know, what are you going to eat tomorrow? No, like engage with people. There's a question that I don't know if you recognize that we say this sometimes with unknowingly, but hey, how you doing? And we say it while we're walking away. And that doesn't make any sense to me sometimes. Because it's like, well, if you wanted to know, your feet would stop moving, right? Like, you expect me to walk with you? Like, what are we doing here? And it's like, hey, how you doing? And then, you know, it's like, we never stop. And I'm not going to talk. Yeah. I'm not going to talk to other people. I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I've done it. And I have to be really intentional to not say that. Unless I'm going to legit stop walking, point my feet at people, and then be like, tell me, how are you doing? You know? Yeah. And so, but be present. Be wherever you're at, be there. Second thing we can do, limit distractions. Limit distractions. Obviously, there's different types of conversations, but don't answer your text message while, you know, don't be on Instagram while someone's like crying and sharing their heart issue with you. You know, like there's some simple yet practical and powerful moments there. But limit distractions. Maybe you need to pull away from the crowd. Maybe you need to, you know, schedule an intentional time. You know, there's certain people in my life that I just pick up the phone and call no matter what. But there's a lot of other people who I make intentional time to talk with them. And it's on the schedule. And it doesn't make it any less special. If anything, it's more valuable because, hey, I'm going to give you a solid 30 minutes of my time and it's in my calendar. And so limit distractions. Another idea, practical tip, is affirm what people are saying. Affirm what people are saying. This is where, hey, you're listening to what they're saying, but yet you're giving it back to people. You're letting them know, hey, I hear you. Jill, any other ideas come to mind when we talk about affirming them?
Yes. Another thing that comes to mind is you did mention be present, look at them, but I would also encourage and reiterate to look at them in the eyes. So make eye contact. That's big. They say that the eyes are the gateway to the soul. So like there is a subconscious connection happening when you make eye contact, and I'm sure there's psychological proof for that. Definitely make eye contact to the point where they know that you're listening, and I'm not just looking at them, but making eye contact with them. And then secondly, another way that I've learned to connect and listen is to have them teach you something. Everyone is an expert or something. Everyone's good at something. And even if you know that thing, even if you've heard it before, you know it all, even if you're an expert, have them teach you anyway.
That's so good.
Because there's a humbleness that comes to it so that you can allow them to teach you. Because again, it's not just about them teaching you something, but it's about the connection that they're making with you. And when they teach you something, they feel like they're giving value to you and they're connecting with you. And even if you've heard it 1,000 times, they could teach you in another way that you've never heard it that way before. Or maybe you could learn how they're teaching you, like, wow, they're a really good teacher. I never even thought of teaching that way. You know, so have them teach you something and they're going to feel like they've added value to you instead of just saying, oh yeah, I know how to do that already. Like that's going to cut the connection, and it's going to just going to not let them feel open to connect with you. So have them teach you something.
I love that. I love that so much. Here's the last thing we'll share with you today. Listen for what is not being said. Now, we're specifically focusing on the selection of words, the tone they're using, the body language, the posture. I think it's important to, that's why it's active listening is a full-on activity. That's why you can't be watching it. You can't be watching TV and listening to somebody effectively at the same time, because somebody might be saying what you want to hear, but their body might be sending a whole nother message. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Well, you don't really sound good, buddy. You know, there should be a smile on your face if you're saying you're good, right? Like there's cues that we'll miss out on if we're not careful. And so here are just some practical tips of how we can continue to grow as more effective listeners. And as a result, we'll grow into more effective leaders. And so this week, as you carry out meetings and responsibilities and interact with family and even strangers, you know, practice listening. Let us practice listening because, hey, if we're open to it, like we said earlier, you know, we'll never stop learning because of every interaction that we have. Again, it really means a lot to us that you would be here with us every month with us on the podcast. Continue to share. Continue to let us know how this content is adding value to your life. Appreciate all the encouraging words. We love you very much, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in. For more information and additional resources, check out joeysalazar.org and follow him on Instagram at joeysalazar. Please feel free to rate, review, share, and subscribe. Once again, Thank you so much for joining the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.